Hey guys, I have some additional images that I was able to capture yesterday. These images were obtained from the same individual from the recent testimonial video I released a few days ago. This was his second session with the anti-nanotechnology device. During the session, he was fully submerged in the anti-radiation salt bath, which consists of Epsom salt, bicarb, borax, and I also like to put in 50 drops from the A and B on-site water purification kit. I just try to do my best to purify the water before I place my salts in a heavily contaminated tap water. I also run my triangle in the bathtub that's filled with the water for roughly 10 minutes before adding the A and B drops. The water usually turns like a sea blue. It's very wild. I might even do a video about it. This individual soaked in the bath salts for about 10 minutes before turning on the device. Within 10 minutes of turning the device on, the image you see on the screen started to materialize all over his body. Again, I'm only showing and revealing images this individual has authorized. Like so many, this person is ashamed of this kind of infestation. So now let's bring in Tony to discuss these findings.
What we're looking at here is a polymer, a protein polymer that came off of somebody. Inside that polymer is a complex assembly, multiple different assemblies going on. And in there, you'll see old material like amber material, which hasn't been around for like 15 years, which are now we're seeing. In regard to that, on the outside, you look at the top right corner of the bottom square, you'll see an extended fullerene assembly. This is in a bathtub in the solution. And right beside that fullerene assembly, you'll see a translucent or transparent string. That's a lattice. That's what you call a lattice. You have that one there too, the one you just showed.
This one was just under a different light.
You can see already in the middle, and you've got nano bubbles. You've got all this fullerene all over the place. You've got particles that were blown out with the triangle. You can see along the edges where you've got concentrations of material. This protein or this polymer was collecting all this material to create a circuit board. That's what this was doing. Oh, now we see those big round, those are nano bubbles. See the one in the middle that looks like it's orangey? That's amber. There you go. That's an amber. Now, that's what they initially used to use, but way back in the day when they first engaged this technology, because amber is also conductive. And okay, now right beside the bubble right there, you'll see that above and beside it, a transparent, what looks like a transparent thread. That's your body's protein. You have there, right down below. Yeah, follow it all the way down. It's one piece. Okay, and keep going to your left. There you go. That's all one piece, and it continues going up. That's a fullerene lattice that's going to become a fullerene. It engages by breaking down your protein to form what they call a ligand, an L-I-G-A-N-D, which then starts to assemble all these particles to it to create the fullerene assembly that you see. And if you go up a little bit, that right there is a fullerene that has been blown out, basically has been fried. And when you see it black like that, it's because of the frequencies of the triangle have disengaged its operating system in order for it to continue its assembly. So if you see all that debris there, that's again the result of the triangle disengaging the assembly. And okay, now we're coming to another ligand you can see, or a crossover, right? So two protein polymers are crossing over, one over the other. See, there's a cluster of technology that was assembling to become a circuit. That's what's going on there. When you see that much fullerene gathering, and again, you got amber colored, you got that light green, blue colored, or sky blue colored material. This is whatever in the host that has now been aggregated or accumulated to build this technology. And what we're seeing here primarily is the beginning of a circuit board being assembled using a protein platform or a polymer platform. Some will call this a hydrogel. When you're talking polymer, biofilm, hydrogel, you're pretty much saying the same thing. The only difference is the level or the stage of the construction. Biofilm is a protein that, again, is utilized in the construction of polymer. can be a protein or a carbon that can again produce this kind of material. And when you're talking hydrogel can be again a protein or a carbon. For instance, we eat hydrogels all the time. If you're eating any kind of collagen, if you're making any kind of jello with collagen or gelatin, that's a hydrogel. If you're eating any kind of jam, jelly that has a pectin in it, a pectin is also a hydrogel. So either a carbon or a protein material will be utilized to create these hydrogels that we're talking. Look at all that shit. So you're seeing in this corner another series of constructs going on that will again create a circuit board. Polymers there, or the hydrogels there, and it's already in place. So inside you've got particles. This has been disengaged from its construction because it's been hit with a triangle, which hits you with about 23 different fields at one time. Okay, there's your transparent, again, your lattice. Okay, you can see to the left another fullerene that's been disengaged.
But just for clear, so everyone knows what the lattice is, they're saying that this assembly right here isn't a lattice.
Lattice.
Yeah.
That's your bioprotein. That's your protein that's been turned into a tube, because for nanoparticles to assemble, they have to have a ligand. They have to have something to create a binding force, whether it's a carbon, whether it's a lipid, whether it's a type of protein.
All right, so now I'm going to show you another one with a different light. See if we see anything different.
Okay, the circle you see there in the center. That's basically a fullerene cable. That's been in the body for at least 10 years. At least 10 years.
What would this do over time? What could you see this do?
Well, that would just act as a collector and as a part of a circuit. You got to remember, everything we're seeing here becomes a circuit. And these fullerene cables will act as a bigger conduit to transfer material or transfer bots. Look at all those circles around. They've got something inside. These ones do. So they're bringing something in. They could also be a cage bringing in materials to designated areas to create more assembly. So all those particles, this guy, I don't know what he's been around, but holy shit, look at this crap.
Did you say this right here, this cluster right here, would be protein?
Protein, that's probably a combination of protein and sugar. There's your carbon right there. So it's accumulating in the protein. So, and it will begin to assemble. Or would have anyway. Look at all this, eh? We're having fun.
I first expose it to parasitic acid. So let's show that. What I mixed up, it was 10 mL of vinegar and distilled vinegar and 10 mL of 3% peroxide. So once you put those two together for the 1-to-1 ratio, it's parasitic acid. So on this chip or whatever the hell it is, and it did nothing to it. And so this is 5 minutes long, and I'm going to kind of speed it up and just show you that nothing on this device or whatever changes. Nothing, no degradation or anything like that. And what you're seeing is all the disruption in there is when I slowly add the parasitic acid, and then of course it's like a tidal wave every time. But there are no changes in it whatsoever. Look at that. Look at that. It's like, is that all you got?
Pretty much. Well, you're dealing with not only carbon, you're dealing with silica, you're dealing with all kinds of mixes in these proteins. So again, these polymer bonds that this is creating is using all the nanotechnology in your body, nanomaterials in your body. Now, this is chlorine dioxide. Everyone's ranting and raving
Yeah.
about this is so super. It's going to clear everything. Everything's going to be cured by chlorine dioxide. So there's so much bullshit. But
Mean,
anyway.
chlorine dioxide has its place, but
Oh, it does, and I agree. I think chlorine dioxide, but it isn't going to do everything that they're telling you.
it's not the fix all like everybody believes. Just like the whole peroxide. There's a clan of people that believe peroxide will fix everything. Or
That's they're gonna. That's another delusion. But anyway.
there we go. We're gonna time lapse this. So There you go. There's no distress here.
Nope.
It's like I dropped water on it. No changes whatsoever. So now this is the second fix all, cure all, liquid that I've exposed it to, and there's been no change.
Iodine. Now, I'm a proponent of iodine, but I also know iodine will not touch this. Anything
Right.
shows of this.
I'm saying with you, iodine is my biggest go-to anyway.
Now, as I've been saying for the last 15 years, if you do not disengage it, if you do not shut off the programming, if you do not overload it somehow to shut off the operating system, all you're doing is pissing in the wind. Nothing you're going to use is going to be of any real value unless what is not attached is and loose is loose will come out. Doesn't mean you're doing anything. All you're doing is removing the debris that hasn't been fully engaged in the construction.
Only thing the iodine did was dye it.
Yeah, I was going to say, gave it some color.
Gave it color. That's it.
Now we can really see. Too bad you didn't have it, just some water, just not even the protein, but the water, because then the debris, that's what I'm trying to say, is if the debris is not embedded or aggregated to the protein, to the ligand, then guess what? All you're doing is removing what hasn't yet been attached. If it's still operating, if it's still functioning, nothing's going to touch it until you disengage it. That's why we gave you the tech to build. So you can disengage, and then you can use all the other things. If you're going to use chlorine dioxide, you have to add vinegar to it. The research I got on it that with the vinegar is when it becomes and clear based vinegar, not this apple cider bullshit. Because apple cider is so full of nanotech, you have no idea. If you don't believe me, send me an email. I'll send you the video. I'll send you the video. This bullshit about apple cider vinegar, like I said, the health food industry is not healthy, is not giving you accurate information, and you're never going to deal with this correctly if you don't do it correctly. If you don't shut it off, if you don't disengage the program, doesn't matter what you think is going to work on, it isn't. It isn't going to do anything until you disengage the operating system. That's the only way you're going to get this out. Anybody telling you that you're going to use borax and baking soda? Or borax and vinegar, they're full of shit. You have no idea what they're talking about on any level.
Which are all good salts. Baking soda is good salt to know. You need it. Borax is good to have around. You need it.
They will pull out radiations from the body very efficiently, but when it comes to dealing with synthetic biology and synthetic constructs, oh well, everything has a limitation. And some things need to be combined in order to create the proper synergies for it to be effective. But all three things we just showed you here are the big guns in the health food industry. And as you can see with your own eyes, it ain't doing jack shit. This is the war we're in.
This is the war. This is the unseen war, and we're making it visible for you. Thanks, brother.
All right, thanks for having me.